E-Bombs World Incorporated.
Oh, and Jim, my house has been broken into. I need to talk to your lawyer. I just called my lawyer.
I would like to have any kind of meaningful communication with you or anyone representing your site. And we are very tolerant and sensitive to the underprivileged and the mentally challenged.
My house has been broken into. I will go to my lawyer, the police.
How pathetic. Please be advised that Rakorum soldiers have decided to personally visit several of your corporate offices. I look forward to your reply.
You're a lying, cruel, you're a lying, cruel criminal.
To whom it may concern, the pictures they took while trespassing on your property were proudly posted on a site. We will, however, use any and all legal remedies to ensure our safety.
You called my mother! You are a terrorist! You are a murderer! You are a life destroyer!
This is true lunacy!
You are a nasty human being! You deserve every pain known to man! You are worse than anything we're fighting in Iraq! You are a terrorist!
You have now officially crossed the line!
You are an abuser! You are a hater, murderer, sadist! You are sick! You are a rapist!
Interestingly, no individual or corporate entity has approached us with any question or problem.
I have a girlfriend who is gang raped here in the state, and I'm afraid to give this state. We, and when it went to court, it was compared to the rubber abuse where the person is unconscious and permanently damaged. It was compared to that level of physical abuse, and that brought it up to a first-class felony.
I was afraid that the FBI and police departments would not be responsive. I was pleasantly surprised to find the contrary.
It's much worse. It's much more of an invasion and more permanent pain, more life destruction.
Well, that being said, we don't care how you advertise your stupidity.
More permanent life destruction, home destruction, life destruction. We cannot win.
Do you have any idea how foolish and immature you look through this?
It doesn't make any difference. You don't get to ask me any questions. I was just abused. I can call you any square name. It was to the point where I actually had an appendix rupture because of telemarketing calls.
Lol.
And you're laughing at me? In our state, we take him to court, you bet.
Is that the way you envision Inception?
It doesn't matter what state. It is illegal. You're arrested. You're here. Her life is right. I need your first and last name. The police are listening.
Eric Bauman.
Then let me talk to your supervisor. The police are ready. And believe me, there are consequences.
The police and FBI are taking this very seriously.
What are you talking about? Wait, you can hear it in a minute. You can hear the click. You guys? I heard a click.
Obviously, you have lost possession of your Yiddish.
And Alex, here's what we do, the organization I'm a part of.
Simply come out from under your rock and call me on the phone. By the way, the FBI told me that they likened your firm to terrorists who always stay underground.
We will find out who all your female relatives are, and they will never ever be off any list. Do you understand?
I realize that. They also assured me that nobody from your site would come out from under their rock to talk.
Well, your wife will leave you, believe me. We will find out who like Alex is. You within all of your female relatives.
Pathetic, pimply-faced, maladjusted preteens.
Calm down. Alex, I need to know, what is your tax number?
2006.
Your taxes will be audited every single year for the rest of your life. It will not even be a smidgen of the pain.
I am confident that no one possesses the aforementioned skills necessary to pull that off.
You nasty son of a bitch. You are a murderer. You're a hater. You're a life destroyer. If every telemarketer could call every number, there could not be private phone calls. We will fight out you and your family, and you will be on every telemarketing list in the world.
I will leave you with this challenge.
Your phone will never stop ringing.
We have received hundreds of calls, but alas, zero meaningful dialogue. Only weak pranks.
And your children's teachers will know what you have done. You understand?
Your threats of bodily harm and property damage cannot be ignored.
You will all be audited in effect and be on every phone list. And if that's a threat, what is this surgery, you nasty? You hurt people for a living. You ruined their lives. You ruined homes. Nasty, nasty, nasty. Every year for the rest of your life, you and your family's taxes will be audited.
We are not about to be physically threatened by you. Or anyone else.
Yes, this is a threat. Come here, he's calling my number.
Be that as it may, you have now become a criminal threat.
Yeah, it's a threat. It's a legal threat. Compare what you've done to us. family will have your taxes audited? Today all of your family will be on every call and visit an interview. Do you consider that a threat?
You can consider this. If you thought this was a joke, you are very misguided. I am not one to be trifled with.
And your family doesn't care? I mean, they've already gone to court. I know three people have died, literally. People who have died.
Murdering Eric Bauman.
People. People have hernias that ruptured. People's appendices. People cannot call their ambulances. People who could not get to ambulances. People who had miscarriages. People who could not dial 911. I used to be an EMT. People died because my answering machine was full. We have a list here. If you don't know this date, that is odd. I am very blessed. We have a list here of deaths because of calls. And you're laughing? So you're saying your phone never stopped ringing?
How dare you and your brethren make death threats against our personnel?
People who could not sleep all night because of the calls.
There is no veiled threat here, just your wake-up call.
Now, your family, any of them, if we thought, will never, ever, ever, ever be able to have a normal listed phone number, ever. That's okay with you?
Means nothing to us.
You're lying, you son of a bitch. Are your family like the phone ring the whole time? You son of a bitch! What an abusive... Oh, so you never have conversations, you never listen to music, you never watch movies, you never talk because the phone is ringing all the time? They will never, ever, ever be able to have a normal phone number. That's okay with you?
You have the ability to stop this early in the game and choose not to.
You're a son of a bitch, son of a bitch. So you're saying that if where you live, the phone never stops ringing and that's okay with you? Because that is one reason we can have social services go to your home.
That strategy will prove to be a serious mistake in judgment on your part. Soon, you will be contacted by federal investigators. Have a great day!
And you think that's okay? Okay, do you have any grandmother?